Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam, Klal Chafei, Siman Yud Gimel. Nearly. So we spoke about a person who's speaking or interrupting with pauses during Shemoneh Esrei. What about the following scenario? The person mistakenly adds in one of the insertions which we do for the various days of the year in its inappropriate time. A person says, somewhere in the middle of July. A person says, Al-Nisim, not during Chanukah or Purim. A person says, Yalav Yavoy, not on Rosh Chodesh. So these are insertions that the person is supposed to make at a certain time of the year. And now he added these in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei. So he's talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's adding in extra words, which inappropriate words, which don't belong there. So the Chai Adam says, Dino ki ilo soch b'chol mashen yisbayar. So we give him the status of a person who spoke during Shemoneh Esrei with all the lachas that we said before. It wasn't b'mezid, so he doesn't have to be chazer the Rosh, but he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. And the first three brachas, he'll go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And if he took a very long time in this insertion, longer than it would take him normally to finish Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end, we have to be chazer the Rosh. It has all the lachas of kilu soch. Now, the Chai Adam says lashon of nir ali, because the Shulchan Aruch actually says not like this. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Kuf Ches in Sif Yud Beis paskins that these are not considered a hafsaka, even though they are not the appropriate insertion to put at this point in time. He should not be inserting anything at this point in time, but it's not considered a hafsaka. These are what Chazal instituted as part of the nusach of the bracha when it's in the proper time. So even though you should not say it now, it's not a hefsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not doing something else. You're doing part of tefillah. Now the Ramah adds, seems to agree to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, however, as soon as he realizes that he should stop, we don't say, well, once you're saying it already, just finish it off. We say, as soon as he realizes he should stop saying it. Okay, now, Mishabura brings, and even though this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Rav of the Achrenim argue on this Shulchan Aruch, and they say that it has a lach of sicha. The Shar Tzion brings a long list of Achrenim which argue on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and say that this is considered sicha. So that's why the Chai Adam writes a lashon of nearly, means he's taking it aside in this machlokes, like the Gra and the others would say it's considered a hafsaka. The Mishabura does bring in the name of the Derech Chaim that if the insertion is something which, even though it's not required this time of the year, is not totally out of place, the concept makes sense, so it's not considered a hafsaka. For example, the person says Havdalah in the bracha of Atachainen, not a Motzi Shabbos. So there's no mention of Motzi Shabbos in that tefillah. There's a mention, a person asks that the Russian gives a Shabbat to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's teaches us to understand the difference between different things. And we ask that the Russian should help us have this ability. So that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Person says, Achrena l'chayim melech hafeitz b'achayim. So the Chai Adam says, if you add the words v'kasveinu b'sefer achayim, v'kasveinu is not true the rest of the year. But a person says, Zechrenu l'chayim, melech hafeitz b'achayim, somewhere in the middle of the year, not during the Yeseres Yemei Tshuva, as long as he does not say the next part of the sentence, that insertion is not inappropriate. Kadosh Baruch Hu should always be Zechrenu l'chayim. We daven that nusach of the person should be zocheras for chayim in the Avinu Malkeinu that we say on Tainus during the year, so that phrase is not inappropriate. It's not required. You're not allowed to add it in without a need. You can't call it a hefsek. The person says Yalav Yovei VeYagia VeYareh VeYeretzev VeYishma VeYipakei Zichronenu Fitoreinu. The Bereshit should take our zecher and our role in life, and it should go up in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bereshit should be zecher for the Toiber for that. That's not bad. If you say B'yom Rosh Chodesh is that, it's not Rosh Chodesh, that's false. So as long as you don't say the part which is something which is false, the Rechaim holds is not considered a Havsaka B'diyevid. You not need to be Chayzer the Rosh of the Bracha or to the beginning of Tefillah. But in the case of a person who says something which is totally inappropriate, it's not true, then that's where this halacha that the Chayyadim is referring to applies. That now is considered as if he spoke during Shemoneh Esrei. That's how the Mishabura follows as well. That he has a halacha of a person who speaks during Shemoneh Esrei, and he would have to be chazer to the beginning of the bracha or to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Sharatzion actually points out that according to the Gra, this case is actually worse than just Sicha, because here you're actually changing the Sicha is like interruption. This is actually changing the nusach of the bracha. It's mishalami matbeya. Chazal set up a certain way to say it, and he's changing it by adding this sentence, this phrase, in the inappropriate time. So clearly the halacha would be that it would be mafsa the bracha, and the person has to go back to the beginning of the bracha or to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.